The Zohar tells us the following. When Moshe Rabbeinu tells God by the snare, by the burning bush, Vani aral sfasayim, razahu ihu. There's an inner meaning to Moshe's statement that he has uncircumcised lips. Moshe kala vidibur de ihu mila delay hava bigaluta. Moshe's voice and speech were in exile. Speech in general was in exile. And the Zohar continues and says that Moshe's speech was in exile. Ad dikrivu litura de Sinai ve'it yahivat oraita. Until Parshas Yisro, when Bnei Yisrael received the Torah, uvehahu zimna, and at that time, itchabar kala bedibur, voice joined speech, and that's why the Torah states, vayedaber Elokim eskol hadvarim ha'ela, God spoke all these words, uvichdein Moshe ishtakach shlim v'milay. At that point, Moshe was in full possession of the word. The Zohar describes here the exile of and redemption from Egypt as more than simply slavery and freedom. He argues that speech was in exile and was finally redeemed at Sinai during the giving of the Torah. Now, what does this all mean? Here's the essential question that I would like us all to consider. The first divra, the first so-called commandment, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotziso Me'aretz Mitzrayim, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Egypt. Is this divra a statement of fact, or is it a commandment that we are required to believe that God took us out of Egypt? The Mechilta and Yisro in Parsha Vav seems to take the view that believing that God took us out of Egypt is not an actual mitzvah. It states that just like a king tells his servant, before I tell you to accept my decrees, first accept my kingship over you. Similarly, first we accept that God is our king, and that is the basis to accept all of his mitzvos. But the first commandment, the first dibra, is not really a mitzvah. Indeed, in the 8th or 9th century, the Bahag, either of Yehudai Gon or of Shimon Kayara, there is a debate as to the identity of the Bahag, but the Bahag put together a list of 613 mitzvos, but he did not include the first dibra, because it's a condition, a prerequisite for all mitzvos, but it's not a mitzvah itself. However, the Rambam, who lived in the 12th century, disagreed. The Rambam asserts in a number of places that belief in a God who created and runs the world is a mitzvah, and the source is this first commandment of Anochi Hashem. Now, the Rambam seems to contradict himself in two places. In one work, the Mishneh Torah, he says the mitzvah is leida, to know, knowledge that God is the creator. Whereas in another work, in his book of mitzvahs, he writes that the mitzvah is lahamin, the mitzvah is to believe. And there is some discussion as to how to reconcile these two statements. Is the mitzvah to believe or to know? And as an example, Rav Chaim Heller notes that an example of an answer to reconcile these two seeming discrepancies. Rav Chaim Heller notes that our version of the Rambam's book of mitzvahs may not be an accurate translation from the Arabic. And it is possible that the Arabic word used was itakad, which can also mean knowledge. And therefore, the Rambam held that the mitzvah is knowledge and not belief. What is the difference between knowledge and belief? Well, let's hold that thought for a few minutes. And in fact, some authorities who challenged the Rambam's position did not seem to distinguish between these two terms. The Ramban, for one, challenged the Rambam's position with a very basic question. How can belief be categorized as a mitzvah? A mitzvah generally connotes a directive to do something or refrain from doing something. How can belief be categorized as a mitzvah? And Rav Chastai Kreskes, who lived in the 14th century, asked another question. How can you have commandments without first believing in a commander? How can you have a system of rules where one of the rules is to believe that the one who provided the rule exists? First, you need to have belief in a ruler, and only then can you have the mitzvos, the rules. The Abravanel defends the Rambam from these questions on a technical level. He asserts that, of course, belief in God is a prerequisite to all mitzvos, but the mitzvah of Anochi requires more than simple belief that God is a creator. It requires the belief that he is the source of all creation. In a similar but slightly different vein, Rav Hirsch explains that the mitzvah of Anochi is more than believing that God created the world or that he is the source of creation. It connotes the fact that God runs the world on a daily basis and he is continually involved in our existence. The mitzvah of Anochi is more than the belief or knowledge. It is an acceptance of God's role in each of our lives. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God, Asher Hotzeisicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of Egypt. But I think there's a more fundamental way to address the questions on the Rambam. The third Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Menachem Mendel Schneerson, explained that for the Bahag, the first commandment is not a mitzvah because it is a belief system. It is not subject to choice. Either you believe or you don't. So it can't be a mitzvah. However, the Rambam understands that the mitzvah is knowledge. The mitzvah is to delve into understanding a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to understanding God as much as the human mind allows. At this point, by Sinai, the Torah assumes that we have basic faith, and the mitzvah of Anochi is to turn that faith into knowledge, to deepen our understanding about God and our relationship to God. In a similar vein, the Ramchal writes that knowledge of God is something which requires constant pursuit. And then the debate between the Bahag and the Rambam becomes a much more fundamental debate of how we live our religious lives. This is the way that Rabbi Soloveitchik summarized their debate. For the Bahag, we believe in God as a hechsher mitzvah, as a preparation, a prerequisite to observe other mitzvahs. For the Rambam, though, deepening our understanding of our faith in God is not a hechsher mitzvah, it is the mitzvah itself. It is a lifelong process to connect with the divine that starts when we are young and continues until the moment we die. I might even say that for the Bahag, belief or faith in God leads to mitzvos, and for the Rambam, the mitzvos lead to belief or faith in God. And the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim writes this explicitly, that the entire Torah leads us to knowledge of God, which is the ultimate goal of human existence. And perhaps the model for this approach is Avram Avinu. The Rambam seems to indicate that Avram Avinu was 40 years old when he recognized God, but the Gemara states that he was 3 years old. And one of the answers to deal with this discrepancy suggests that Avram began to think about these things from the age of 3, and he struggled with his faith from the age of 3 until the age of 40, because knowledge of God is a process, a lifelong journey that was undertaken by the father of our nation, Avram Avinu. The mitzvah of Anochi Hashem, according to the Rambam, is not circular. It is not an attempt to command the unbeliever. Rather, it is an attempt to command those who already believe in God to get to know Him a little better, to shake off their unsophisticated and inaccurate conceptions of God, and to improve their spiritual life by refining and advancing their understanding of Him. And it's not just the Rambam who believes in this model of Jewish living, but it's the Zohar himself. What does the Zohar mean when he says that there was no speech in Egypt, that speech was in exile in Egypt and was only freed or redeemed at the time of the Aseres Adibros, at the time of the Ten Commandments? In an essay entitled Redemption, Prayer, Talmud Torah, Rav Soloveitchik explained that before Moshe arrived at the scene, the Bnei Yisrael did not even cry out. No sound was uttered. The lack of speech indicated an acceptance of their suffering and their pain and their helplessness. They lacked the need awareness and experienced no need for freedom or dignity. Once Moshe arrives, then Vayeyanchu, they sighed. Then Vayizaku, then they cried out. They emitted a sound expressing an awareness of their situation. But they could not articulate it yet. Even Moshe himself was aroused for Sfasim. He did not have full command of speech, which is an expression of an awareness of our destiny. Only at Sinai, after all the plagues and all the miracles, was speech fully redeemed. Was mankind able to articulate, this is who we are, and this is our destiny as a nation. For the Zohar, then, as well, the first commandment is an affirmation of our life's mission to become men and women who passionately desire to understand and connect with God. But it's not easy, and it's not on our radar. What is on our radar as Orthodox Jews is promoting Torah study and halachic observance. But we don't spend a lot of time talking about God. It's not on the radar of the broader society. Fewer and fewer Americans are talking about God in the public square. Many of those who do talk about God are extremists, and therefore rational people feel uncomfortable talking about matters of faith. And sometimes when we think about God and questions of faith, the questions seem too difficult to answer. Because of these and some other reasons, even Orthodox Jewish parents and teachers themselves are not well-versed in faith-based conversation, and they have a tough time talking about faith and the relationship with God, even though that's ultimately our life's mission and our purpose on earth, according to the Rambam, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the very first commandment. And if we fail to do that, to speak about and really think about God and faith, then religion can become an uninspired endeavor. We observe mitzvos by rote without the requisite feeling, and we come to shul and the prayers to God have relatively little meaning to us. Rav Soloveitchik explained that the first step in redeeming speech from the Egyptian exile was vanitzak, crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God, tefillah. We don't realize how critical tefillah is to this endeavor. An opportunity when we are by ourselves to reflect about who we are, what our core needs as Jews are, and then talking about these ideas, talking about faith with others, with our friends and our family members. Having conversations not just about halacha or the parsha, but maybe start having deeper conversations about faith and not being afraid about the difficult questions. Rav Soloveitchik explained the famous Gemara in Nida, that an angel teaches every child the whole Torah while the child is in the mother's womb. And then the child forgets it when he or she is born. And the point of this whole endeavor is that even though we forget the Torah, it is something that becomes natural to us. It is not something that is foreign to us. It is familiar to us. And by contemplating the faith-based questions that Avram Avinu started from the age of 3 until the age of 40, by thinking about them in our tefillos, and by talking about them, we can experience a personal redemption of dibur, of speech, and we can achieve our life's mission, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeitzicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avadim.